Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to health care. Our show topic today is about how to achieve your New Year's resolutions in 2015. Dr. Prather, how many Americans make New Year's resolutions?
One thing is 38% of Americans absolutely will never make a New Year's resolution and have decided not to. You've got those who are absolutely dead set against it.
That's 38%.
38%. 17% infrequently make New Year's resolutions.
What does infrequently mean?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Kind of wishy-washy on the whole thing.
Okay.
And then 45% of Americans usually make New Year's resolutions.
45%. So 45%. Almost half.
Yeah.
So how many people are successful then with their New Year's resolution?
Well, only 8% of the people actually say they are successful in achieving their resolutions.
Does that mean all their resolutions are?
Yes, those are the ones that, just say, yeah, I really nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
But 49% of the people have infrequent success, and 24% of the people report that they never succeed and fail on all their resolutions each year. So that's, for those who keep on trying on that, then all the power to them.
Now, we make New Year's resolutions, correct?
We always have.
Goals.
Yeah, and that's something I kind of introduced to you.
Yeah, I like.
When we got married. That was one of the things that I did on a regular basis. I actually started that when I was in chiropractic school. Started to make goals and resolutions and followed them, just to see how I could do that. And one of the things is that I had read studies that the biggest way for success is to actually set goals. And one of the things to do is it's always a great time at the beginning of the year to kind of set your resolutions. And that people who do that are 10 times more likely to achieve their goals than people who don't.
And don't they say by writing them down also?
Yeah, writing them down makes an absolutely huge difference. Harvard University actually went back and did a study on their graduates on who was successful and who wasn't. And they found that finances coming in, grades, all the other different types of indicators weren't the best indicator of those who actually were going to be successful or not, but rather those who set goals. And the biggest thing was those who wrote down their goals was actually the biggest, the people who actually succeeded the most.
I know we usually write ours separately and get together around the new year, go out for dinner and talk about our goals and kind of try to mesh them together.
Sure.
But, yeah, I like what you introduced me to. And is this a good time to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. You break them down into six areas, the goals, and kind of put them in order of priority. The first one would be spiritual goal.
Sure.
Second would be family. Third, health. Fourth, financial. Fifth, professional. And sixth, social. And I like how those, I like those categories.
Sure.
Did you come up with those or did you see them somewhere?
No, I'm sure other people have come up with those, but I've seen different ones, but actually those six I came up with.
And we're so different in goal setting. You're okay with setting a goal that you might not achieve because you'll get that much closer to you. Is that kind of your philosophy?
Yeah, I'm one who, if I actually achieve my goal too easily or too quickly, I don't think I actually set it high enough. So I always try to, one, have some realistic goals, on what I'm trying to do. But I always then take it a little bit higher. The reason is I want to push myself. And because if I actually reach that goal, then I make another one immediately.
Right.
It's, for me, it's not so much the achievement of the goal as the journey there.
Yeah, which is so opposite me.
That would just stress you out.
Right. I'm probably, you know, when why people don't make goals, because if you don't achieve them, you feel defeated. So I have to, mine have to be a little more attainable than yours.
Sure.
To make myself feel a little better, you
right,
know, and
right.
know that I, you know, could achieve them. So what are the top 10 New Year's resolutions?
Top 10 New Year's resolutions. The number one, it's a very difficult one to guess what that might be. But for Americans, it's losing weight.
That's number one. That surprised me.
That's the number one goal. And with people actually getting heavier, we have a higher rate of obesity, and it's coming along very quickly. I'm sure that that's actually one that's becoming more and more common. Number two, getting organized. Number three, spend less, save more. Number four, enjoy life to the fullest.
That's interesting.
I know. That's number five, staying fit and healthy. Number six, learn something exciting. Number seven, quit smoking. Number eight, help others in their dreams. Nine, fall in love.
Okay, I achieved that one.
Yes, we have. 10, spend more time with family, which are all excellent goals. And some that we can all, you know, actually utilize.
So in that those top 10 New Year's resolutions, that order, is that significant?
Yes, the significant is the number of people who actually, more people actually choose to lose weight than any other goal. So, you know, that is something that, you know, as people are coming into our office, one of the things is I sit there, I talk about very serious health problems, and they say, yes, but when am I going to lose weight? And so that's a huge goal on people's minds, and something that we deal with people on a regular basis. One of the things is that they actually studied diets. They actually did several studies on over 100 different diets, and they actually found that the people who diet after 5 years are usually heavier than those people who didn't diet. Because of the changes that they do and the wrong way that they actually approach their weight loss actually makes the problem worse.
Dr. Prather, last year you were bold enough to announce your personal goal on the air to lose 20 pounds, and you used the new Healthy Lifestyles Medical Weight Loss Program we launched this year in our office. What kind of results have you seen personally and in your patients?
Well, I'm very glad to announce that I lost the 20 pounds that I was looking for, and I lost it in 2 weeks. The big thing since then is that I've actually been able to keep it off, which is one of the big things that you're looking for, and it hasn't really been that difficult. You know, keeping the weight off, I got my set point and been able to maintain it pretty easily. The actual weight loss itself really, surprisingly, wasn't too hard. One had a restricted calorie diet. We had about 1,200 calories to actually maintain. We also did some HCG shots. And I also did a series of supplements that made it much, much easier. Took some supplements to actually help with increasing my metabolism. We also took supplements to help with the balancing out the hormones along with the HCG, and then also some supplements for keeping the food cravings down, you know, kind of appetite suppressant. So working with those things in a very nice natural way, I was surprised it really wasn't that difficult to do.
And how many days did that take you?
Just 14 days.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you did. You said the HCG, was that every day in those 14 days?
Yeah, that was every day in those 14 days, which helps you actually to lose it around the middle. And One of the nice things is I went from a 40-inch waist to a 36-inch waist.
That's great. What are some of the results with your patients?
Oh, the patients have done very well. We've had a patient who actually lost 30 pounds. And one of the things that the patients have been actually finding is that they lose 1 to 2 pounds a day. I think it's a little bit unfair that the guys are losing about 2 pounds a day and the girls are only losing about a pound a day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's part of that whole unfairness in the world, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Right. I know that the gentleman that lost 30 pounds, you know, a lot of things he said is he would just wake up groggy and tired, and he's just had so much energy. He owns his own business, and he's able to get into the office earlier, and he feels like it's now a lot of us might not want 3 more hours of the day, but he says it's like tacking on 3 more hours in his day because he doesn't need a nap in the afternoon, and it's been pretty exciting. He's real encouraged by it, and has his son, who was a little overweight, has now got involved, and they're working out together, and his wife is making really good meals. They're eating healthier, and he's feeling good. So it's been exciting to see how lives have changed through the healthy lifestyle, and it's not just a diet. It's healthy lifestyle. And Dr. Prather, do you have any other, you know, any new goals for the 2015?
Well, one of the things that I want to do is, as I'm looking at weight loss, things like that, I feel like I can kind of go in and lose another 15 pounds. So I'm going to be setting up a program for that, of course, after the holidays. That's a little difficult to do during the holidays. And of course, that's one of the big things, the number one goal setting that people have for each new year is the biggest thing is weight loss.
Yep, I have a Christmas tree ornament that says Christmas calories do not count. So, okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the top 10 New Year's resolutions and how you can then achieve them. You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Meridian Health and Wellness. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Well, the three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Hair Analysis. And what does the Hair Analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. When plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity. that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Well, schedule your hair analysis by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about how to achieve your New Year's resolutions in 2015. Very interesting statistics. Is it worth it to make New Year's resolutions?
Absolutely. I don't think that if I hadn't been doing my goals and setting them, I would never have achieved the things that I was going for. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always some disappointments, but learning how to actually deal with those is an important part of not giving up. And one of the things that's interesting is 75% of the people actually maintain their goals through the first week. Mm-hmm. So you can be encouraged that, you've got a 3 in 4 chance of making it through the first week, which is a step in the right direction.
Right.
Well, and then if you make it past the first week, 71% maintain it past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, your drop-off rate, you've only got a 4% drop-off rate after on the next week.
Are you trying to be encouraging?
I'm trying to be encouraging. 64% make it past the first month, but 46% make it past 6 months.
Well, that's still a good statistic.
Yeah, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. So, you've almost got a 50% chance to maintain it for half the year. And if you can do it 6 months, then it's pretty easy to maintain it the rest of the year.
And I know for us, we write ours down. I think one thing we need to be better at this year is just re-looking at those over, having them in front of us.
Sure.
We've talked about that, typing them up, putting them on the refrigerator, putting them on the mirror in the bathroom so they're out in front of us. So we were talking about the top 10 New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
Number one, of course, is lose weight. 2, getting organized. 3, spend less, save more. 4, enjoy life to the fullest.
And number 3 and 4, don't they kind of contradict each other?
Spend less, save more, enjoy life to the fullest. we don't have to spend more to enjoy life.
Yeah, right? Losing weight and enjoying life to the fullest. No, I'm teasing.
And then number 5 was staying fit and healthy. What would you like to say to that, Dr. Prather?
Well, that's a very, very important type of thing. And one of the things that I would like everyone to do that isn't done as it should be is a trip to your doctor. Mm-hmm. Having a good physical on a yearly basis is something that's a minimum requirement for staying fit and healthy. As a matter of fact, you should definitely get a thorough evaluation before you start losing weight. And one of the things that I also, besides your disease doctor, your medical doctor, you should actually be seeing someone called a structure function doctor, which we are at our office. Mm-hmm. And we actually get not just looking at the disease, but also looking at the underlying health of an individual. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have is a extremely thorough blood test. Called the Prather Profile, that covers every aspect of people's health. That is something that is actually recommended for everyone to have done at least once a year. The other things that I recommend that besides the physical, the blood work, your analysis, is a hair analysis done on a yearly basis. Mm-hmm. That actually shows up any heavy metal toxicity, shows up the balance of the minerals. Very, very important for people's health. And then also looking at the gut. We have something called a GI effects that evaluates the bowels. The bowels is the source of your immune system, a very big area of people's health and well-being. So having those three things done, the blood work, the hair analysis, the stool kit, and having those evaluated on a yearly basis is something that I recommend and actually is recommended for everyone on a yearly basis. Of course, as you get older, there are other different types of tests that need to be done. Colonoscopy.
Yes,
early in the morning.
You have to get yours done this year. That's
why. I know, that's why I kind of hesitate. But it's I try to have it done every 5 years. Something highly recommended. You know, making sure you have your males have their prostate examined after the age of 45. EKGs, having a good cardiac evaluation once you get over 50. Also, you know, making sure that you have breast checks. All those different types of things are important. But everyone actually needs the thorough blood test and hair analysis and GI effects from 1 to 120.
Yeah, and so many people are waiting, you know, waited to the end of the year to do all that, to see how much was in their flex spending, or, oh, I've reached my deductible, I'll get that done.
Sure.
But real important to start off the year, you know, with a good physical, many of these tests to start off the year fit and healthy.
Sure. And if that actually has a very huge effect, because, I mean, it can be very frustrating. I've had a lot of people come in and say, you know, well, I did the diets and really didn't get anything changed. And we did their blood work and they were hypothyroid, or there were other different types of health aspects that were involved with the causing the weight gain. So, you know, before you actually start any type of weight loss program, having a thorough physical, a thorough lab test, GI effects, it has a huge effect on what's going on in your gut and with losing weight. There are certain bacteria, there are pancreatic enzyme deficiencies. All those different types of things can play a very, very big role on the weight loss. We've had people who it was just a matter of a hypothyroid and actually got their thyroid up to par, and all of a sudden they lost their weight without changing anything. So, you know, having that, and that should be it's an easy type of thing. It's not actually takes a whole lot of, doesn't take any effort on your part, just calling up and making an appointment.
Right. Well, let's talk about, we're talking about lose weight, staying fit and healthy. Another top 10 New Year's resolution was quit smoking.
Yes, smoking, that's absolutely, no one disagrees that that's probably one of the most important things for your health and well-being. So,
and others, too.
And those around you, because basically everyone who's around you gets 40% of the amount of smoke that you're actually taking in. So not only are you affecting your health, but your loved one's health, and your coworkers, or anyone who is around the cigarette smoke. So getting into a program to for the Stop Smoking program is a very important aspect.
Dr. Prather, we have our own Stop Smoking program at Meridian Health and Wellness. For those who have a goal of quitting smoking this year, describe what our Stop Smoking program does and the kind of results you see.
Well, it's involved with acupuncture. There are certain points that are very well known within acupuncture circles to help to stop the cravings of smoking. Also, we have what's called auricular therapy, and it's a microcurrent of the ears. And what it does is it helps to change the areas of the brain that deal with addiction. So you can do a combination of the acupuncture and auricular. And some people actually get some immediate types of results where you have a change in your desire for these non-smoking. And also we have some supplementation that also helps with the stop smoking. One of the things that we use is homeopathics. And homeopathics are a vibrational type of medicine, and we can actually set it, because a lot of people, the main thing that's the big problem with cigarettes or any type of addictive type of thing is oftentimes people are allergic to it. So if we can stop the allergic reaction, one, people's desire for the cigarettes actually reduces quite dramatically. And then if you combine that with the acupuncture and auricular, you get some amazing results.
Do people have to have a desire to want to quit? Does it work if they don't really want to quit?
No, there has to be a real desire. Basically, if people don't want to quit, there's nothing that anybody can do to make them quit. So there has to be a definite desire along those lines.
Well, up next, let's talk about how we set reasonable and attainable goals. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You know it's bad when Taco Bell has a health food menu. I don't know if you all have seen this commercial, but there's a commercial where a woman willingly gets on television and says, "I've lost 25 pounds on the Taco Bell drive-thru diet." Yeah. That's called diarrhea. See a doctor.
Healthy Lifestyles from Meridian Health and Wellness is a natural weight loss program with a proven record of success. Healthy Lifestyles is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Lifestyles is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Lifestyles program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Lifestyles provides support from a counselor and an exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help create new healthy habits in your life. The program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Map out your weight loss plan with a Healthy Lifestyles counselor at Meridian Health and Wellness. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Today's show is about how to achieve your New Year's resolutions in 2015. And we'd like to help you through that because, what do they say? People that do New Year's resolutions, you know, explicitly make resolutions are 10 times more likely to attain them, to attain their goals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, you might be frustrated about it in the past, you know, that you didn't achieve them, but actually keep on trying on that. Because you will actually accomplish more just by actually setting those up.
Right. Well, let's talk about how do we set reasonable, attainable goals, you know, that can be measured.
Right. I think one of the big things is being realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, as you said, you can get discouraged. So don't set something up, don't set yourself up for discouragement.
Right. You know? I'm a realist as it is.
Sure.
So.
Now, for me, I can kind of stretch it a little bit. But I don't actually set that. In other words, I'm still measuring the lower type of goals. Mm-hmm. In other words, if I'm trying to lose 20 pounds, like I was talking about, you know, I sit there and okay, if I want to reach 20 pounds by this time, you know, I want to reach 5 pounds here, 10 pounds there, 15 pounds here, and then 20 pounds there.
You break it down.
I break it down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I don't hit my 20 pounds and only hit 10, well, boo-hoo. Mm-hmm. You know, I still got 10 pounds down.
Right.
So, you know, not being negative about things. Oh, I didn't reach my 20 goals, you know, my 20 pounds, I'm just going to give up.
Right.
You know, I met, even if you lost 5 pounds, that's 5 pounds that you wouldn't have lost otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you know, as you set your goals, you know, measure those, be very realistic, looking at those in a way that you can say, okay, give yourself enough time to actually reach them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first part of being realistic.
Right.
And instead of, like, if you want to lose the 20 pounds, what you do is you actually also sit there and say, well, how am I going to lose 20 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have ice cream every night before you go to bed.
To lose 20 pounds?
Well, no. If you're eating ice cream every night, you eliminate that.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, you know, what you do is you sit there and say, well, you know, I have some realistic goals, but how am I actually going to achieve those goals?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, what is it that I'm going to do to actually get to that point?
Yeah, I'm making it more of a lifestyle thing.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Than something to speed up to get it done, you know.
Right,
it needs
right.
to be, especially when it comes to losing weight. It needs to be a lifestyle change.
Well, and then also being realistic. I mean, if you just starve yourself, you're not really going to have the long-term type of goals that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could just stop eating, and I bet you I could lose 20 pounds.
Right.
But that wouldn't be a healthy way of actually doing it.
Yeah, I know people that do the calorie counter. They buy that app. But you have to be careful with that because what, you know, the calories, what kind of calories are you substituting for that?
Sure.
You know, it could be empty calories.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So having some realistic goals is a very important thing. Believing in yourself. One of the things is if you don't think that you're going into it with the expectation of actually achieving it, then you're probably not going to get there. So believing in yourself is a very, very important type of a aspect.
Yeah, they talk about imagine yourself, you know, with this goal 2 weeks out,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2 months out, you know, imagining yourself, say, you know, you're going to lose 20 pounds. So, you know, imagining yourself where you'll be in a month, in 6 months. If you have a hard time with that, imagining it, then it might not be doable.
Sure.
You know, so, but very important to believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Getting support. You know, as you are doing different types of goals, whatever they might be, getting support from others. One of the things is if you make sort of a public announcement that you're going to do something.
Like you just did.
Like I just did. that has a very big effect.
Also, you know, for some people, I don't really like to exercise by myself, you know. So having an exercise buddy.
Oh,
you know, my daughter and I, we were real committed to our spinning class and then with the holidays. So, you know, getting back to that, her and I committed to the spinning classes. But, you know, finding either an exercise buddy, finding some type of support system, you
right.
know.
Well, I mean, you know, getting support. If you're talking about losing weight, having a doctor in an office or a medical weight loss type of system,
mm-hmm.
Someone is a huge support. If you're trying to get organized, you know, finding someone who actually specializes in that. There are all sorts of books on getting organized. That's the number two type of, you know,
mm-hmm.
thing. You can hire
those
people.
Books.
Yeah. I just can't find them. spending less and saving more. There's a lot of books. There's accountants out there who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So getting support. That can either be professional support. It can be encouragement from your loved ones. People who are also attempting to do the same thing.
Well, there's experts in every field.
There's an expert in everything mm-hmm. that you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Staying fit and healthy. There are all sorts of different ways you can do on exercise. You know, instead of saying, well, I'm going to get fit, you know, and just trying doing it on yourself, join a spinning class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, take some very positive steps along those lines where it's sort of a group type of thing that you've actually got accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So getting support is something, and finding out exactly who can help you is a very important type of thing. And if you have the support of your family, then that makes all the difference. Family and friends can really, really help out.
And we know someone that lost, she was over 200 pounds, and lost, at least 80 pounds.
Sure.
You know, and now people are coming to her for advice, you know. So it's important, to look for people that can help you in that, you know. You know, there's people that are just knocking on her door that have seen what she's done, you know, with her life. So another way to set measurable, attainable goals is spell out the details.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's something that's really important. You know, so you want to lose weight or exercise more. You know, how do you plan on doing it? How will you handle eating out and, you know, or schedule? I know for me, I have to schedule it out. So Sundays I have to schedule my week out. You know, when am I going to fit in the exercise? For diet, eliminating your favorite foods can be, you know, a recipe for disaster. So how do we portion them out? You know, we have a son that's getting into bodybuilding, and we went out to eat Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, how are you going to eat? He goes, well, I'm going to portion it out. He already had a plan.
Sure. And setting up the details on exactly what's going to occur is a very, very important type of thing. And, you know, what is it that you're going to be doing to accomplish it? You know, if you're eating, you know, I'm going to cut out these things. One of the things that you can kind of look at is what are the things that you're actually gaining your weight from? Is it ice cream? Is it chocolate chip cookies? Is it that you're snacking while you're watching TV? You know, well, then what you can actually do is actually look at the details and, you know, plan out what you're going to snack on. If you have to eat while you're watching TV, well, get something that doesn't really put the calories on.
Mm-hmm.
Celery actually has a negative effect on calories.
Mm,
so you can actually munch on that. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin seeds is actually one of my favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
So munching on pumpkin seeds, especially with a shell on, actually has a very low calorie intake.
Increases energy,
kills parasites, helps with the prostate. Very positive type of thing. So, you know, spelling out all those details that you're looking at to get there, that's an important part of the
You know, process. I know for me, too, I have to watch my downtime. It's like the late afternoon, and I got to watch my blood sugar levels.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'll just crave carbs or anything to fill, you know. So I've been bringing in more healthy snacks to eat, you know, throughout the day. So I don't have that kind of a binge in the late afternoon.
Certainly. Setting mini goals
mm-hmm.
is a great way to do that. If you're trying to quit smoking, if you are smoking 10 cigarettes a day, the first week, you know, you say, I can only have no more than 7. You know, so mm-hmm. Trying to reduce the amount that you smoke. And so setting those mini goals actually can make a big difference.
All right. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models. They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope.
So raise your glasses.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today's show is about how to achieve your New Year's resolutions in 2015. And we hope at the end of the show that we've encouraged you to write down your New Year's resolutions, your goals. We look at them more as goals. We're talking right now about how to set them reasonable and attainable. Right? Because people that do and write them down are 10 times more likely to attain them.
Absolutely.
Right. So
if you don't actually set them, then you've already failed. So, you know, you could look at it that way. So I encourage people to take the risk and write them down and make them, you know, follow these guidelines and then not give up.
Right.
And that's an important aspect of all this. If they are worth it to actually put down, then they're actually worth it to try to achieve. And I think one of the things is setting mini goals is something that can help out quite a bit. Because everybody likes a winner, and they like themselves to be a winner. So if you actually have those successes and you feel that success, then that actually encourages you that you can actually do, you can continue that and actually keep on achieving it.
It's like, you know, taking baby steps.
Yes. So what you're trying for, if you're going for 20 pounds of weight loss, go for the five first.
And you know, then reward yourself.
Right.
Not with ice cream.
And there's a lot. There's
a massage.
Right. There's a lot of ways that you can actually do that.
Uh-huh.
So set those mini goals if you're trying to quit smoking, if you're trying to get healthy, if you are trying to get organized. Each one of those things can be broken down into achievable goals. And as you can achieve those, then you can actually go on from there and then get to the point that you really want to be.
Well, I know for me, the getting organized, I've decided to tackle the closet that's just bothering me the most, the area that's bothering me the most.
Good.
Yeah. So I can, you know, get overwhelmed and then, give myself a month to get that organized.
Sure.
You know, every month tackle another room that I need to get organized.
Break it down into easily biteable bites.
Uh-huh. Say that 10 times fast.
And then one of the things is manage your cravings, whatever they might be. If it is losing weight, obviously, you know, managing the things that actually are your main issue. In other words, don't even have them in the house. If you have a weakness for ice cream, don't let it in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get around it. If you are talking about quitting smoking, manage those cravings. Well, what do you do with those things that actually are that cigarette craving? One of the things is that finding alternatives on that. There's a oral fixation that actually occurs with the smoking that's very hard to overcome. So having some celery handy to actually chew on. If you are a spender, you know, handling those cravings, you know, to actually go shopping is you know, what are you going to do when that urge hits you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you feel like you have to shop, why don't you go buy some gum?
Mm-hmm.
you know, that type of thing. Or you can actually have some other different type of alternative on that. You know, if you feel like you have to shop, going to the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
So
our kids love Goodwill.
Oh, there you go.
Our girls find those big sweaters and, you know, they like to go to Goodwill. I liked what we did this Christmas, boy, and I think I talked about it last week. It took a lot of stress off of me. It was that we gave the kids each a budget. You know, they're, we talked whether they're young adults or teenagers, to be determined. But, you know, they had a budget to work with. And, you know, we asked them, did you like it this way? And they loved it also. They said, no, all their friends' parents are going to do that next year. Their friends say, yeah, my mom gets me the funniest things, and I can't tell her I don't really like it this way. And it was kind of fun when they opened their gifts. They had forgotten what they had gotten.
I know. They'd completely forgotten, and it was absolutely what they were looking for. So it worked out very well. And along with that, you know, as you manage your cravings, something that goes along with that, control your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's food that's the problem with overweight, clean out the refrigerator, get rid of everything that shouldn't be there, and replace it with things that should be. So
yeah, I know for me, and the kids complain about it, we don't have sweets in the house very often, just because I can't have them here, you know. And, you know, they'll understand.
Sure.
They'll be thankful.
Someday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and controlling your environment and smoking. If you go to places that are smoky, you're going to have a desire to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, there are certain things that kind of kick off the desire to smoke. So controlling your environment can play a very big role along
those going things. To happy hour might not be a good idea.
Right. Getting fit. You know, if you control your environment, you know, making sure that you're at places that people are working out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so have a regularly scheduled type of time that you can actually work out would be extremely, extremely helpful. You know, on learning something exciting, you know, going visiting the library, Mm-hmm. You know, all these different
that
types
of goals.
That
is exciting to you.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners how many books you got for Christmas.
Oh, I basically got books for Christmas.
And you are one excited man.
Yeah, I'm one excited guy. So that's sort of my thing is I never mind learning something new and exciting. Mm-hmm. Doing the opposite is something that you can that actually has.
What do you mean by
benefit.
That? Do the opposite. Hmm.
Well, if it's food, you know, and there are certain foods that cause weight gain, eating the opposite foods that help to lose weight is a great way to go. If you are if you want to be more productive and don't want to be lazy, do the opposite. If you if you want to be less sedentary, be more fit, do the opposite. If you want to be organized, you know, quit being disorganized. Mm-hmm. In other words, looking at what are the things that actually got you into the situation that you're in, and then doing the opposite. Being organized oftentimes is, well, you know, I've got this stack of stuff. I'm just going to put it away for later. Mm-hmm. What would be the opposite of that? Mm-hmm. You know, being organized, and I'm going to put it back the right way first.
Put in the files.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, spend less, save more. What's the opposite? Well, I'm sitting there thinking about spending this money. What if I just put it in the bank mm-hmm. instead? You know, I go down there, make a deposit with the money I was planning on spending on something that I really didn't need. Enjoying life to the fullest. You know, if you remember the movie Yes Man,
mm-hmm.
you know, he
with
kind
Jim
of...
Carrey.
Yeah, he had sort of this whole epiphany that he was a no man,
mm-hmm.
you know, and didn't really experience life, was kind of lost in the whole process, wasn't advancing, and he said yes to everything. So he did the opposite and saw a totally different change in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the opposite of what you have been doing will produce different results. The definition of madness is, you know, that several people have actually put out there, is continuing to do the exact same thing and expecting different results.
So that's madness.
That's madness. So if you want different results, do the opposite of what you have been doing to actually achieve those.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Prather, earlier you talked about achieving your own personal weight loss goal for 2014 through our office's Healthy Lifestyles Medical Weight Loss Program. Weight loss is the number one New Year's resolution. For those listening who have tried everything to lose weight and may not have seen results, what makes our program different?
One of the problems with a lot of weight loss programs is that people are losing muscle and organ instead of fat. The reason is when you first start losing weight, it's much easier for the body to start to break down muscle and get its nutrients from there than actually trying to break down the fat. So you have to have a way to trick the body into going into a mode where it starts to utilize the fat instead of the muscle. Matter of fact, when you talk about people who are doing weight loss, it's a 95% failure rate.
That's a high failure rate.
Which is awful. And the reason is that they actually lose weight, but they're actually losing muscle instead of fat. And the big thing that helps out with that is the supplementation and the injections that we do that actually will change the body's metabolism so that it's actually going after the fat instead of the muscle.
What I like about it, too, is it goes right to the belly fat.
That's
the
other
thing. Which is the most unhealthy.
Right. And that's actually the thing that most people would really like to get rid of is the fat around the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I definitely saw with the weight loss that I had was it was right around the middle. Of course, that was about the only place that I had it, but definitely not a place to act that you want to have that. So, and then the other thing is maintaining it. Everyone mm-hmm. who's actually lost the weight at this point has actually been able to maintain the weight loss, and that's from our follow-up. So the follow-up is also the most critical type of thing, because you don't want to lose the weight and then gain it back and then lose the weight and gain it
back.
What's
involved with the follow-up?
Well, what it is that we actually have a system where people are taught how to diet, how to exercise, and then also some continued supplementation just to help them to maintain the weight, and then regular checkups on that. One of the things that we do is something called a body composition analysis, which measures out your actual fat percentage instead of just your weight. Because what we're watching for is the fat percentage, more important than the weight. And that's what is the critical part of it.
Thank you, Dr. Prather. We're out of time for this week and this year. We want to wish all of you a very happy and healthy 2015. Meridian Health and Wellness is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.